the definition of sustainability and you'll get many different answers. I'm Cindy Young with Brownfield. Driving Demand is a content partnership with the Missouri Beef Industry Council. The Beef Checkoff looks at three components of sustainability: environmental, economic, and social. The research helps drive consumer demand while also investing in things relevant and useful for those raising cattle. Back with more after this.
Who needs music when you can listen to the savory sounds of beef? The sizzling, popping, and crackling of a bone-in prime rib roast over an open fire. That's music to our ears. Add beef to your next holiday playlist with our shoppable holiday recipes. Only at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Funded by Beef Farmers and Ranchers. Nicely done, beef. Chestnuts tip their hats to you this holiday because they aren't the only things roasting on an open fire. From tenderloins and prime ribs to briskets and tri-tips, you always make this the most drool-worthy time of the year. Browse our shoppable holiday recipes only at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Funded by Beef Farmers and Ranchers.
Beef Checkoff dollars are invested in ongoing research on the environmental impact of producing beef. Mariah Johnson is Director of Beef Sustainability Research with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
So that's something we can communicate to our consumers, but at the same time in that work, we're able to look at, I would say, focus areas of where potentially as an industry we can improve. And so I think that's something that in this program we try to do, having that philosophy in mind of you can't manage what you don't measure. We measure where we're at with our environmental impact. We can see where we're at, now, and then we can benchmark that again in 5 years and look at the progress we've made and then continue to identify areas to improve.
Mariah, give us an example.
Some of the ways that we might be able to improve or things that we can may have an impact on is cow size. You know, I think that's one that we just talk about a lot in the animal science world. When it's a pretty familiar production topic, it impacts the amount of feed that is consumed, and that impacts how much diesel fuel is used when we're driving a tractor around to cut that hay crop or whatever it may be that we're using to feed the cattle. And so those things have impacts on our overall environmental impact. And so our research is looking at, some of those ways. What are those places that we can continue to improve on?
Johnson believes sustainability can be very local and ranchers can have a great impact.
We have to make money to stay on our farms. That's economic sustainability. Another way is transition plans. We not only think about passing an operation from generation to generation, but that also crosses over into other areas. So for instance, if we are not able to pass that operation on, then there's the potential for that land to be split up. And so land fragmentation. And so we could see subdivisions and roads going in. And that really has a big impact on the wildlife. Other ways that a producer or an operation can have an influence on sustainability is in our own water management, or just in the simple use of our diesel fuel, where we can optimize our routes where we're driving from pasture to pasture. Not only can we reduce emissions, but we can save some money in our pocket too, and that impacts our economic sustainability.
Driving Demand is a content partnership with the Missouri Beef Industry Council. I'm Cindy Young with Brownfield.